There are five faces that stay with you. Five students who will always be here on the NIU campus in DeKalb. Five students who will never get to follow the community motto adopted from the Husky fight song, Forward Together Forward. It was 10 years ago that Gail Dubowski, Catalina Garcia, Juliana Gahant, Ryan Mace, and Daniel Parmenter went to class, as usual, with 115 other students to learn about oceanography. At 3:06 that Valentine's Day afternoon, I was wrapping up my workday early. It was my birthday. I was news director at WNIJ, and I had worn, on a dare, a rather unprofessional pair of pink shoes with heart-shaped heels. It's funny what sticks with you. Across campus, in Cole Hall, the unimaginable had begun. A man dressed in black burst into the lecture hall, firing the guns he had smuggled onto campus in a guitar case. I was stopped in my heart-shaped tracks by a newsroom police scanner transmission before I could escape for the day. There was a shooting at Cole Hall. Here.
At 3:15, the university received reports of a possible gunman on campus in or around Cole Hall. Get to a safe area immediately. Take precautions until given the all clear.
That message was delivered to campus telephones, but it was already over. The gunfire had ended a few minutes after it had started.
Eyewitness accounts describe a very brief, rapid-fire assault that ended with the gunman taking his own life.
That was then-President John Peters at a news conference that evening. 27-year-old Stephen Kazmierczak shot himself to death on the classroom stage while police closed in. But for a while, it wasn't clear if he was the only shooter. There were so many victims showing up all over campus. Students hid with their professors, unsure of what was happening around them. They had heard gunshots, sirens, even helicopters, and didn't know what to do. Claire Scarberry had locked herself in a storeroom in Cole Hall.
It's such a different experience being there but not knowing what's going on and just hearing all the screaming and shooting outside of the doors and not knowing, you know, we had a landline out, but, you know, we couldn't call out in the storeroom. Nothing was working, and it was just a very intense 2 hours.
It wasn't until late that evening that I saw the text message that made me lose it. Aunt Sue, are we safe yet? My nephew had been huddled in a classroom in NIU's law school, lights off, quiet, his professor helplessly passing a bowl of candy around while they waited for the all clear. Are we safe yet? 10 years later, that question is still all too relevant. About a dozen schools have experienced on-campus shootings so far this year. No one was hurt in most of them, but then there was that shooting at Marshall County High School in Kentucky, where 2 were killed and 18 were injured by a fellow student. Are we safe yet? A lot of people who were at NIU on February 14, 2008, are still struggling with that. The families of the 5 students who died, of course. Those who were injured. People, including first responders, who saw things no one should ever have to see. There are people struggling because they saved a victim. Others struggle because they could not. And it keeps going from there, the friends and family of the shooter, and people who just keep getting dragged into the terrible and growing community of victims of classroom violence. Former President John Peters says NIU learned a lot from the Virginia Tech shooting. Safety plans were put in place at NIU after that 2007 campus shooting, and people from Virginia Tech were on campus at NIU soon after the 2014 shooting, offering expertise and comfort.
You learn from it, and there are people, like myself, who have been through it, who can at least give advice on how you handle some things like that. We have developed quite a few individuals, caring individuals, who've been very helpful.
So what's changed at NIU since that terrible day in 2008? Alert systems and communications have improved. There's an army of support. Security's taken more seriously on campus. Every shooting adds to the knowledge base. Maybe there's a little comfort in that. For journalists, there's more support, too. Newsrooms that have dealt with disasters have gotten good at sharing tips, though they're usually, I wish we'd done it this way kind of advice. So today, NIU will take a moment to reflect and remember. At 3:06, bells on campus will ring 5 times, one for each student who died that day. Scholarships will be given in their names. Those five faces will always be part of NIU. They beamed for the photographers who took those pictures, not knowing that this was how they would always be remembered, that this was the smile, the look, the frozen point in time that they would be known to the world, to all of the future NIU Huskies. Gil Dubowski's deeply dimpled grin, Catalina Garcia's dark hair covering one eye, Juliana Gahant in lipstick and fatigues, Ryan Mace with her dark red hair parted down the middle, and Daniel Parmenter, picture day ready in his dark suit and checked tie. Someday, those faces will look of a time, of a place, but now, 10 years after, they still look like any student you might see walking across campus. During his visit last weekend to NIU, former President John Peters recognized that much had changed at the school he used to lead. The students who had been on campus in 2008 have graduated and moved on. There's been 10 years worth of turnover in the faculty and staff. Today's students are a decade removed from the tragedy.
Fortunately, the NIU student hasn't changed. They're gritty and they are straightforward. And they want a good education. They are aware that the university went through something and that made the university special. And there were certain characteristics that came out of that that they're expected to emulate. I think they are.
I'm Susan Stevens.